First, Dr. Temple Grandin is an associate professor of animal science at Colorado State University. Grandin also designs livestock handling facilities, and she has autism. She chronicles her experiences in a book called Thinking in Pictures and Other Reports from My Life with Autism. Grandin remembers the frustration of not being able to talk, but there came a time when she was able to use language.
By the time I was 3.5 years old, I could use language. But one of the things is I'm a visual thinker. And also a lot of people with dyslexia and other learning problems are visual thinkers. I don't think in language. I think in pictures. And in order to think about something, I have to have a picture. And that has helped me with my work with animals, because animals don't think in language. They're going to think in pictures.
But to get along with other humans, you needed to have language. How did you make the connection between the visual thinking and the verbal conversation?
Well, it's sort of like acting in a play. You just sort of learn what you're supposed to do in different situations. And in order to figure out how to do things, I had to build up a tremendous library of knowledge in my head, where I'd have examples of things that I did. You know, this worked, and something else I did, it made people mad. And in order to figure out what to do in the new situation, got to kind of go back and scan my library of experiences and go, well, you know, if I do such and such, that's rude, so I better not, you know, do that.
Can you give me an